Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Better Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Every work of God starts out in seed form. Everything he does with foundation. And most of the things he starts off very small, and it grows to produce something very great. From the time we first believe, the process of salvation has begun inside our heart. When somebody preach or teach or minister God's word to us, or just simply explain the fact that Jesus died in our place to deliver us from death, hell, and the grave. And he washed our sins away in his blood. He rose and justified us before Father God. See, we had a problem. We had a sin. We were born with a sin nature. Because everything that produces after its kind, whether it be a tree, whether it be a plant, you know, if you plant turnip green seed, you're going to get turnip greens. If you plant an oak tree, you're going to get an oak tree. If you plant a peach tree, you're going to get a peach tree, and it's going to bear fruit after its kind. If Adam had had children before he sinned, those children would be alive now. If they never sinned, they would not die. As long as they stayed as long as they obeyed God, they would not die. But because we had this sin nature, God wanted to save mankind. So to satisfy the courts of heaven, he died now. He became a legal man, and he died in our stead. Sin entered the world through one man, and God got rid of sin by Jesus Christ, the second Adam. One man. You believe that, you live forever. You believe on Jesus Christ. If you make him the Lord of your life, if you can trust him for salvation, why not learn to trust him with the rest of your life? He didn't just die to give us an insurance policy. He died so that we could live like him. But if we choose to live according to the sins of this world, we're denying him. Sin denies God. Sin hardens your heart against God. Sin is very dangerous. Now, last week we talked about some things about relationship strife, and it ended on the part that aired. The Lord was had me to say something about unforgiveness. I was about to show how dangerous it is. It's just like the parable that Jesus taught. If we don't forgive, God will not forgive us of our sins. We need to forgive others because God has forgiven us. You enjoy salvation if you got saved, you believed on Jesus Christ. All your sins, whatever you did, is gone. Washed away. Now God requires you to forgive everybody else just like he forgave you. And the word of God helps us to understand the Lord so that we can love others with the same love that God loves us with. Now we don't go and die for people. We preach the gospel. Because Jesus already died for us all. Don't think for a moment that people can enter heaven the way that they choose to. You have to go through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Everybody else is, they're thieves and robbers. If they try to do anything else, they're just thieves and robbers. It's not going to work. And you got one chance to try out whatever it is you believe. You got one soul. You don't get a do-over. But the Lord loves us. And he did something about our condition. Now, when I tell people that they have a sin nature, It's not like I'm saying I'm putting them down or being mean or something like that. It's just like if a person had cancer. The people in the sound mind want to get rid of cancer. And I know that sin is dangerous. The Lord took me to hell. I saw it. I saw people fall in. I wanted to do something about it back in 1986. In January of 86, I saw people falling into the lake in hell. And I saw the lake of fire. It's no future in going to hell. But Jesus, the Lord our God, did something about it. And people don't readily, they have to. When the gospel is preached, I kind of went a roundabout way, but I wanted to show how everything that God does starts off in seed form. People speak the word of God. It enters our ears. And if we have a good heart, it gets in our heart and it grows just like a corn kernel that produces corn. With the word of God, that's a seed planted in your heart. If you receive it, it produces salvation in you. A salvation process has begun from the time you hear Jesus Christ is Lord and what he's done and how he became our Savior and how he died to raise us up out of that grave. That word gets in our heart. And when we believe, the process of salvation begins in us. When the word is spoken, if we receive it, it starts preparing us for faith, to have faith that so that we can believe. These things, I know for a fact, they don't make sense to the mind of man. If you start trying to figure out the Godhead and how God became man, you're just going to have to trust him on it. Just like Adam acted on the words of that serpent. He did it by choice. When the snake spoke to Eve, Adam was standing right there with her. You can go back and read the account for yourself. The serpent had no credible evidence of what he was saying. And Adam trusted him. Eve was deceived. But they acted on what the darn snake said, instead of believing God. If Adam would not have sinned and he had children and then eventually you were born, you'd still be in the same position he was in. You'd have to not eat off that tree and reject it and eat off the tree of life just like Adam was supposed to. And Jesus brought it back so that you could live again. And now you're just going to have to trust God. If Adam didn't eat off the tree, and none of his people died, nobody died, and sin wasn't in the world through man, and the tree was still there, you would have to not eat off of the tree. You would have to choose to believe God. Now, some people are foolish. They'll go, I want to see what will happen. Because God told you not to do it, now you want to do something. Just like a person in that condition, no sin, God said don't do something, you will still have to trust God to obey him. And now he's given us Christ. You're still going to have to make a decision whether you're going to believe on Jesus Christ or deny him. To do nothing is to deny him. If you believe on him and start going back to your sins, that's still denying him. Sin is sin. And it will kill, whether it's big or small. Remember, when Adam ate off the tree, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't slander anybody. He wasn't in strife with anybody. He just ate fruit that God told him not to eat. And all of his children die. God told him, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. But the same God said, John 3:16, we all quote it. God sent his only begotten Son. He whosoever believes on him will have everlasting life. Same God said, don't eat off the tree. said we have life through Jesus. Now, if you want to live, you're going to have to just trust him and take him at his word. Even though you may not know everything, even though because you heard, that's enough for you to make a sober decision. And we're made in God's image. We're made in his likeness, and we can tell that it's a fact. That's why people get angry. When they love the world and you tell them about Jesus, they get angry if they love the world too much. And even people who want to believe in evolution, which is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. I don't believe nobody believe in it, for real. It doesn't make sense that an explosion could produce life in the form of precision. When I'm looking at a tree right now. It was once a seed, and now it grew into a very strong tree. Mechanics can take engines out of cars with the branches of trees, and it's planted in the ground. It's strong. Tornadoes can come, and most trees don't fall. Only the rotten and weak ones fall. Or where the tornado, it has to be right close to it with enough wind and pressure to push it down, because they are strong. All the trees you've seen have withstood tornadoes to this point, because it was made with precision, just like you are. You can think, you can decide, you can speak, you can communicate. That's not an accident. An explosion, life don't come from explosions. And if that's the best they could do, they might as well just say they just don't want to believe God. Because that makes no sense at all. And I heard it in elementary school growing up. Now, the Lord loves us, and he wants us to know him. Now, remember, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. They're 30 minutes long on the website, but they're 15 minutes on the radio. Now, we've been dealing with the day after the rapture. And I've taken another look at salvation, because now people who have not heard, we need to be, Jesus is about to return, and you want to go with him. Because the day after the rapture, period, those who are left are in grave danger. And they may not live throughout the next 7 years. A lot of things are going to happen. You know, and it's important to warn people so that they don't have to deal with the judgment of God. He already came as a savior. And those who are left in the rapture, they didn't get saved. They excluded themselves from salvation. Whether they didn't get saved at all, or they believed and stayed in sin, they all got, the ones that got left. Now, the reason I said that is because back in November, the Lord told me, he said, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. Now, that was a parable in Matthew, I think it was 25, about the 10 virgins. It's 24 or 25. Five had oil in their lamps and five didn't. Five was watching for the Lord to return, and five let the oil burn out. Don't let your love wax cold. Stay in love with God. Don't become lukewarm. Don't halfway looking at the world, playing with the world, and half-heartedly serving God. The hot church loves God. They worship him in spirit and in truth. They are alive to God. And they, because they love God and they love man. The way we love God is precisely how we love man. People who have animosity against men, they also simultaneously have animosity against God too. Because he forgave us, we need to forgive others. And they did do wrong. Everybody did wrong. Now, people may not have done what you think they've done. They may not have done anything ill against you, and maybe they have. Be prepared to forgive and not be in strife. That's the best thing you can do for people. Love them, preach the gospel, live the life of God before them. Pray for them, because it's hard to stay mad at somebody if you're praying for them. Stay in the love of God, because the Lord has to come back. Don't put God in a position where he has to leave you. If we attach ourselves to sin, we made a choice. And the word of God defines what sin is, not lukewarm preachers. Sin causes you to reject God. And they are listed. Don't kill, don't steal, don't commit. The Ten Commandments is made for the lawless people that want to sin. Don't do those things. Don't commit adultery and fornication, homosexuality, all forms of sexual sins. Jesus said, if you look on a woman and lust after, that's committing adultery with her in your heart. Now, the Lord has things that will help us to, he had his word will help us train against things like that. We'll have a new desire. I learned to conquer things like that through love. I love people. And because I care about people and I love them, I said, Lord, I want to see every woman beside my wife as my sister. And I want to be pure before you. I don't know how to do it. Just teach me how to do it. And he taught me how to do those things. I don't want to be angry with people that treat me wrong. People are going to do that. And I don't know how to deal with it. And he taught me how to deal with it. Whatever the problem is, if you have a problem stealing, because sin is addictive, you'll do it because it's your habit. It'll get so strong in your heart, you'll do it out of habit. But God loves you. That's why he gave you the ability to ask for forgiveness, and he'd forgive you. And now you want power over, so you'll stop. And he'll do that too. And you need a new mindset. That's where you study the word of God, and you can renew your mind. And you can kill your old habit system that's about to kill you now. This is the way we have to do in the last days. Now, once we're in his presence, we won't desire these evil things anymore. But sin hardens our hearts against God. Now, the people that will be left, they are the ones that they wouldn't listen. When the Holy Spirit gave them conviction, they rejected it. When he had people to say what they needed, they rejected them too. And they kept doing it till the Lord stopped. Because he's not going to keep on bothering you about something that you don't want. Now, people that want help, they respond. There were times I went to church and things, you know, that I did wrong or didn't deal with, I knew the Lord was dealing with me about it, so I dealt with it. And the word said, if you judge yourself, you won't be judged. This broadcast is so that people can avoid the soon coming judgment of God. He's not coming back to save as much as he's coming back to judge. But even with the judgment that he does, it's going to be bad. You're not going to like it. And as bad as it is, it's still designed to cause you to repent. He's got to do this. He said he'd do it. It's wise that he do it. He has to fulfill his justice. He has to do it because it's been decided in the courts of heaven. And he's going to do it. In a moment now. Preacher, you sound bold. You sound serious. I am serious. And I got to be bold because I'm doing my job. If I don't, I'll be like a dumb dog. If you had a dog and you had him and your pit bull was outside so that he barked, if a thief came around and somebody came and stole your car, and he didn't even bark. Now he was a silent dog. He didn't do what he didn't do. He didn't fulfill his purpose. And I'm not going to be a dumb dog, a silent dog. I'm going to fulfill my purpose. God said, say it, I'm saying it. Well, you look crazy. I don't care if I look crazy. That's beside the point. I'd rather get people saved looking crazy, sounding crazy, than say nothing and people be left. The Lord gave us a sound mind and no fear. But when he come back, people are going to be trying to figure out what happened and why did I get left. And will he return and take me with him? No. If you get left, you'll be here. Now the 144,000 Jews are going to preach the gospel wherever we didn't take it. And there will be people saved. And in the middle of the tribulation period, they're found in heaven. And there'll be people that died, and they'll be there too. And the two witnesses, they're going to get taken too. But you want to go now. You don't want to go through the tribulation period. It's not going to be easy for you to live. And most people won't be dedicated enough to survive it. Because they're going to want you to take that mark. And if you're in jail, in the hospital, can't get away, they got you. They can track you down with cell phones and they can see you from satellites. It'll be very difficult for you to get away. It's possible, not plausible, when the government's going to be after you. And there will be 10 nations that will give their power to the beast. There's going to be a war so bad, billions of people are going to die. You don't want to be here. It's not going to be good. No person should see that much tragedy. So that's why I warn people and I let people know God loves them. I love them. And I preach his word. His word is good. There will be survivors of the tribulation. Because the Lord said, give no offense to the church, to the Jews or the Gentiles. There will be Gentile people that survive it. There will be Jews that survive it. There will be a 200 million man army that will cross the dry Euphrates River. And they're going to have one mission: to kill everybody in Israel. Take the land. Everything written is going to happen. But it's important for people to understand God's position and believe him. Everything he does starts off in seed form. But when people believe, salvation starts working in them. And it gets in the way, it changes their focus and the way they do things. And it helps them honor God and man. God doesn't come to hurt people. He doesn't want to destroy people, but he has to. He has to destroy sin. He will destroy sin. And he will judge all those who held the truth of God in unrighteousness. Well, preacher, don't you believe in once saved, always saved? Sure, if you stay saved, if you stay in the love of God, if you stay in the love of God, you're not going to want to sin. But if you start playing with sin, it will harden your heart against God. It will cause you to live a life of rebellion. Some people try sin, and their heart is convicted. They want out of it. They want to stop, and they cry out to the Lord so they can gain victory. That's good. Some people, they slip up. Their habit system is weak. But that's not the way they want to be in their heart. And God knows that. And he is our high priest to plead our case before the Father. See, the Lord is for you. He's working on your behalf even though you don't realize it. He's not against you. But life is serious. And now is a time that people must take life very seriously. God can't do all the things that he want to do in your life against your will. This is something that you got to desire. You have to try. You have to choose to follow him. And we all do. We all share the same responsibility to follow God, which if we do, we're going to live well. The Lord is going to keep his word. He's going to do the things he said he'd do. He will build us up, but not against our will. There's no limit to how strong you can be. So keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Keep doing his word. Enjoy him. Enjoy his presence. This is also a time that the Lord needs us to not only pray for ourselves, but our loved ones too. And intercede for others so that they can live. Get rid of petty jealousies and strifes that happens in almost every family. And enjoy your marriage. Enjoy your people. Forgive them for what they've done and forget about all the hurts that have happened. You can't change the past. Just like we can't change how we hurt God. We can't change how we've hurt others unless we repent. And we can start a healing process of life, a life that God can bless. And the way you treat people is also a representation, or it can be, of salvation. Because I'm saved, I can treat people better. I can be favorable towards people. I can help people. I can love people now. I can operate just like God, by my faith. And faith works by love. So people who love the most, they live better. And their healing process, just like that oak seed became an oak tree, a very strong oak tree. Your life started weak when you first met God. It may not have been the strongest life in the world, but God loved you. And you grow in him and your life becomes rooted in the word. And you grow and you develop and you introduce change in the world. I believe every Christian, as they love God, as the love of God forms in them, the word of God forms in them, they introduce a positive change in the world. Because there are treasures in us. There are resources that only come to light by living the word of God, by doing the wisdom of Jesus Christ. It's very important. The things that God has me saying, take heed, because God loves us. His return is very soon and swift. And one day, these radio broadcasts, they're recordings. So one day, the rapture may happen, and I'm not even here anymore. And I want every soul that can be saved to be saved and miss out on that misery. There's many people that won't listen. But I believe God for those that will. There are many people that will listen. God has people that love him. People that come from every background will be in heaven. And possibly people from every background will not make heaven. But I'm almost out of time. I'm out of time. The Lord is not yet, but he will be. Because when he comes back, He'll be out. He'll be done with grace, and he'll begin the judgment process. And you don't want to be here then. But till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Even though he has to do that judgment process, he still loves you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.